Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid plans to rush through tax extender and spending bills before he loses power, and House GOP leaders are now expected to go along with a two-year Senate extension instead of a House-passed permanent extension for a handful of breaks. And this pleases National Cattlemen's Beef Association's policy chief, Kent Backus.
We're very relieved to hear that Congress is going to make tax extenders a priority during the lame duck. We've been having to work under an expired tax code for almost a year now, and it really causes a lot of headaches for our folks back home who are looking to make those equipment purchases, whether it be a tractor or build a machine shed, things like that, that they can use with Section 179 and bonus depreciation.
Renewal of the breaks would boost allowable write-offs to $500,000 from the lapsed level of $25,000. But Backus says even if made retroactive to last January, the damage and lost implement sales is already done.
Which is all the more reason why we need more permanency in the tax code. We need more than just 1 to 2 years of extensions. So that's why we're pushing very hard for tax reform. We want permanency. We want this new Congress, once they get settled in, to take that up and work with the administration to put more permanency in the tax code.
Comprehensive tax reform will have to wait for the new Congress, but Backus insists it's time for a 21st century tax code that drives economic growth. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.